Okay, we'll start with the Gemara and the Chulin Daf Peivov. The Gemara talks that there's a bracha on the Shechita and the Seder of when a person should make the Kisui Adam. The Rabbanon say you shochet chayo v'ov, you do all the Shechitas first and then you could do Kisui Adam. Rabbi Yehuda says first we do the Kisui Adam on the Chayo and then we proceed in doing for the oath. The Gemara says, Maida Rabbi Yehuda linyan bracha, that if you made a bracha on the Chayo and then you did the Kisui Adam on the Chayo, you don't have to make another bracha on the Shechit of the oath because it's all one Hemshech, there's no Hesech Hadas and no Hesech. As to the bracha of the Kisui Adam, we have a machlokes, the tool brings down a machlokes between the halachas gedolos, the bahag, and the rosh. The halachas gedolos says that first we do the kisui, the shecht, and after the shechita we do the kisui adam, covering the blood that comes out of the chay or the oath with dirt. We do kisui adam, and then after the kisui adam we make the bracha al kisui adam. And we don't make the bracha before we do the Kisui Adam, not over Lasiyosan, only we do the bracha after we do the mitzvah. That's what it says in the Halachas Gedolah. The Rishonim are Masbir, the Rosh is Masbir, and the Ramban is Masbir, the Halachas Gedolah. The reason is because the Halachas Gedolah holds that the Kisui Adam is a Hemshech, it's one mitzvah with the Shechita. And since it's one mitzvah, we shouldn't be mafsik in the middle with a bracha. It's not roi to make a bracha be'emtza mitzvah. And we should, therefore they were mesakim to make the bracha after the mitzvah, after we do the kisui, so as the shechita and the kisui adam should be all together. The Ramban even adds on, the Ramban says a lashon that the Kisui Adam is, because it's only if it's a Shechita Ruya, and if it's a Shechita Ruya, it brings on type Kisui Adam. So we already started with the mitzvah, Al Yadei B'Shechita. Since we started, it's already not over last year, and it's not before the mitzvah. So maybe we proceed in doing the mitzvah first, and then we do the bracha. The Rosh says that the Olam Lo Nargu Kach. The Rosh says they were noeg to first make a bracha and then do the kisui, just like every mitzvah that's over lasiyasim. Why? Mishum b'chashivi kisui mitzvah b'fne'atzma. That means it's mashma, and that's how the Prima Godin learns. The Rosh holds that the kisui is a mitzvah all by itself. And it doesn't have anything to do that it has to be the hemshech of the shechita. So in the melech we make a bracha and then we do the mitzvah. So the halachas tell us all, it's all like one mitzvah, the Shechita and the Kisui Adam. And Rosh would hold that it's like two mitzvahs and we don't have to make them come together. The Ram even says, he says, Shakisui mitzorche shechitehi ubrocha didei is like a shechita arichtehi. Some say it's domet a shechita arichtehi, where he's talking about a hefsek, that if you make a Kisui Adam, and then we do a Shechita, so the next Shechita wouldn't be a Hefzik between two Kisui Adams, because Kisui Adam is a Hemshech and a Shechita Arichta. But there is a machlokas there, if you make a Shechita and Kisui Adam, and then again you do a Shechita and Kisui Adam, so the next Shechita, the broch of the Shechita, should be a Hefzik between the two Kisui Adams. So some say it's a hefsek and some say not, because a bracha is not called a hefsek. Talking is a hefsek, but a bracha is not a hefsek, just like we find by yakneha. Sometimes we have to say yain kiddush near avdolah's man, even though there are two different in yanim, but a bracha is not called a hefsek. If it's called a shechita arichta, if it's like even like the bag, that it's all one inyan, it's hard to understand why it should be called a hefsek, like we some shechita. If we do a shechita and brings on to Kisui Adam, it's all like one pool. It's like shechita after a shechita. That means the hezbeh. The Ritva is on the Bahag. If the Bahag holds that it's all one mitzvah, and not to make a bracha, the emsa mitzvah. only after we do the mitzvah that the Chachom or Mesach in a special bracha. So yes, the Gemara says in Pesachim Dav Zayin, all the mitzvahs we make a bracha over Lasi Yosam. Before we do the mitzvah, we make the bracha. Chutz from Tevilah. So Tosha says Tevilah's Ger, or Rashi says Tevilah's Tamein. That we don't make the bracha before because the Gaber is not Roy. He's not Roy to make a bracha because he's not Tor yet. So the bracha of Tevilah is always after the Tevilah. But any other mitzvah, we make the bracha over Lasi Yosam. So why, if the Bahag holds that Kisi Adam is also a special takon of making the bracha after the mitzvah, so it should say Chutz min HaTevilah mi Kisi Adam? And Avi Ezri, Rav Shach, brings a raya that the Bahag, like the Bahag, that is Kisi Adam and the Shvitzah's one mitzvah, as the Gemara says, that on Yantav, Kedei Teshecht on Yantav Ochometesh is Mutar on Yantav, and Kedei Teshecht on Yantav, you need to have opod a chayah. If you're shechting a chayah or off, you have to have opod prepared, dirt that's prepared today to make kisri adam. If you didn't prepare it before, you can't dig it up on yontov, so you would have to shecht without doing kisri adam. And that's not the seder. You shouldn't make a shechita without doing kisri adam. So memela, you shouldn't shecht. So the shayla is, what does one have to do with the other? Let him shecht. And if there is shech, he'll be a onus. He won't be able to do kisri adam because he doesn't have offer. A onus is potter. Just like he says, we find the Mordechai says the mitzvah of kisri. If somebody has on Shabbos a beged of arba kanfus and he doesn't have kisri on it, so he is allowed to put it on Shabbos and walk around with it and be lovish. I doesn't have kisri, so he's a onus. He's a onus that he can't put in kisri on Shabbos. The chiv starts after he puts it on. So the same thing with kisri adam. The shechita comes first, and the din of kisri adam comes afterwards. So we'll let him shecht. Why does the rabbana say not to shecht? So from here we see that it's like the bahag, that the kisri adam is a hemshech and one mitzvah with the shechita. Therefore, if you can't make kisri adam, so don't make shechita l'chatchila on yamta. Another raya that Rav Shach brings is from a Rambam. The Rambam says in Yochus Brochus Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tesbov. When he's saying how we make a bracha on mitzvahs, if we say al mitzvahs, let's say lulav al mitzvahs tzitzis, or we say little lulav with a lamed, so he says that if it's a mitzvah I'm doing for myself and I'm yotze now, so I'd say lamed. And if I say, if I do it for others, so it's al. And then he says another chilek, he says, Nikana tolomed, shamevorech, achashoso, mevorech, alo asir. That means once you started the mitzvah, you already took the lulav in your hand, or you sat in the sukkah, you already sat, so you say al. That means if you're making a bracha before you sat down, so you say leishir basuka and you say lito lulav. But if you started already, you are already notel the lulav, you say al netilas lulav. So he says, abal netilas yabayim v'shchita hoi lo b'divrei or reshu, saying that's not a mitzvah chiyubit, it's a reshu to do it. You don't have to do it, but if you do it, you're chayav. Afilu shochat la'atzmo imevorech al ha'shchite v'al kisri adam v'al netilas yodayim. Even though he's doing it for himself, so he says al ha'shchite and al kisri adam and al netilas yodayim. Doesn't say lechasris adam and lishchot and lito liyodayim. And you do al. Why? Because it's a dobar of reshus. A dobar of reshus, we say it's a loshen al, and al is a loshen li. And he says kisri adam also. So Rav Shach is, if you say that kisri adam is a mitzvah by itself, it comes out that you did shechita, and once you shechted, then you're mechuyav in kisri adam. It's not a reshus. It's a mitzvah like any mitzvah. Only the mitzvah is totally if you did a reshus first. So why does the Rambam say to say al kisri adam? Because it's a reshus. Really, it's a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah like every mitzvah, like lulav. But the man achiyuv doesn't come until you shecht. Once you shecht, it's a chiyuv like every chiyuv. So you should say lechaser adam. Why al kisri adam? So from here, if Shach wants to say that lefi the bahag, it's okay, it's understood, because the shechita and the kisri adam is all like one hemshech mitzvah. So memele, if the shechita is reshus, kisri adam also has a shem like reshus. On this raya, we could say the Rambam says
Hoil u bedibri arashuse. Nitidas adam shkita is bedibri arashuse. That means even though he's right that kisei adam is a chiyuv that you have to do, but it's in a dibri arashuse. Because it starts out with a arashuse, it's all one arashuse. It could be mitzvah, kisei adam is a mitzvah by itself. It doesn't have to be like the ba, it could be like the rosh. But since it's in a dvar arashuse, it's only if you want to do it, that's when it starts. So Nanela, it's just like the Shechita is al, so also the Kisei Adam is al. You can even say more, that since the Shechita is going to Kisei Adam, and the Shechita is the Lashon al, so we don't make the Kisei Adam a stronger Lashon in the Bracha than the Bracha that it starts out with. Berchas HaMazon. Should we say that Berchas HaMazon, somebody ate, and then he's Mechuyed in Berchas HaMazon, it's a mitzvah says of Dorah, it's just like Lulav. Is that called a reshut or it's called a mitzvah? We once talked to Shagatari and Simon Chov Beis where he says that Birchas HaMazon is called a reshut. And Lemoshel, he's talking if he has to do a sphira, he has to make a bracha on sphira, so Omer and Birchas HaMazon, what should he do first? So he says that during the weekday they're not mechuyev to eat, so Birchas HaMazon is a reshut, so he could do a reshut before a mitzvah. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're mechuyev to eat, so Birchas HaMazon is a chova, so you say todeh v'sheino todeh. Al Kaponim, he calls the Birchas HaMazon, he calls it a reshus. So Memele he says, I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't explain, the Shabbos and Yom Tov, that the Sudas are todeh v'sheino todeh, so he says that the times, the amount of times you do Sfirat HaOmer, and the amount of times that Birchas HaMazon is a chiyuv, it comes out that Sfiras HaOmer should be before Birchas HaMazon. Now we talked about it in one shiur about Todeh v'sheino todeh. But Al Kaponim, what we want now is the Shagasari calls that Birchas HaMazon is called a reshut. Why is it called a reshut? Because you don't have to eat. Once you ate it, it's a chobo, like Netilas Lulav. So if since the whole chiyuv starts out with a reshut, it's called a reshut. So Kisei Adam could also be the same thing. Maybe it's not such a strong raya from the Rambam. There's a Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Yud Tes, Seif Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch says, Tzorich Lizoyer Miladaber Ben Brocha Leshchite, Bedobar She'eno Mitzorche Yashchite. Bim Dibar Tzorich Levorich Pa'am Acheres. You shouldn't talk between Shechita and Shechita. If somebody is going to shecht a few behemoths, you should do them all in a continuation. Kedei that the bracha on the first Shechita should go on all the Shechitas. If he talks in the middle, he would have to make a new bracha. But then it says in the Ramo, Avol mutar ledaber bin Shechita leKisui. Between Shechita and Kisui Adam, you're allowed to talk, because it's two separate mitzvahs, so it's two separate brachas. Then he says, Mikol mokorim tov shelo ledaber. It's better if he doesn't talk in between the Shechita and the Kisui Adam. Why is it better if he doesn't talk? If it's two separate mitzvahs, he could talk between two mitzvahs. So the Taz says, the first Shechita that you could talk between Shechita and Kisui Adam is because Kisui Adam is a mitzvah by itself. So Menele, there's no inyan of being of not being matzik between Shechita and Kisui Adam. But yes, I mean that there's not to talk between Shechita and Kisui Adam. He holds that the Kisui is the Gemar Shechita. And then that's like all one mitzvah. So you shouldn't talk in the middle today to make the continuation. There is tefus between the Shechita and the Kisui Adam. It's mashma that he's talking about the Shechita Sabahat. That the Kisui Adam is the Gemar Shechita, it's a Hemshech of the Shechita. If he means the Bahag, so it's rare, because anyway he's making a bracha in the middle. If he's making a bracha in the middle of Kisui Adam, not like the Bahag that he's saying it at the end. So anyway it would be some kind of a hefstik. So why can't he talk in the middle? What's the revach of not talking in the middle? Anyway he's going to say a bracha. Unless we say that the Taz doesn't mean all the way like the Bahag, only maybe he means just that it's some sort of a gemar, which also is not understood. So why shouldn't he talk in the middle? If he's going to make a new bracha, it's going to be a new pula. Maybe we would be able to say a little bit of a chidush, but maybe it would explain it a little bit. That it's true, the shechita is gerem the kisui. And how would the Baag say? The Baag says that the kisui is a hemshech, one mitzvah with the shechita, but you're making a new bracha. If you're making a new bracha, for sure, it's a new mitzvah. And everybody holds that the minyan mitzvah is kisui adam is by itself then shechita. Only the pshat might be, since the shechita is gerem the kisui, and without shechita there's no kisui, so the shechita brings upon the kisui. So it could be, there's a way to think that the bracha of the shechita, we want it should also go on the kisui adam, even though we also have a bracha on the kisui by itself, but we also want the bracha of the shechita should be chal on the kisui adam and not to be masik in the middle, since the shechita is going to the kisui. We find such a thing by tefillin. In tefillin, the Ramo holds that we make a special bracha on shal yad, and then another bracha we make when we put on the shal rosh. And if he talks in the middle between the shal yad and the shal rosh, so he repeats the bracha of the shal yad again on the shal rosh. He makes two brachas on the shal rosh. The gvoi is how he gets on that sheet. He holds like the other sheet is that you only make one bracha on the shal yad, but poter also the shal rosh. So he asks, how can we say twice v'tzivano on one mitzvah? We're going to say shakadoshana b'mitzvoyso v'tzivano lo niach tefillin and b'mitzvoyso v'tzivano al mitzvah tefillin. That means we're going to make two, if we talk in the middle, you have to make two brachas al v'tzivano al mitzvah v'tzivano lo niach on the same mitzvah. Al kaparim, the Ramo says that it is shaykh. You can make two brachas v'tzivano on it. So we'll say also by shechita. And shechita is even easier because shechita is, we did a different pula with the shechita and a different pula with kisui adam. So it could be the bracha of the shechita would also go a little bit on the kisui adam. We'd have twice with tzivonu of the shechita with tzivonu of kisui adam. And mele, same as we're making another bracha on kisui adam, but we want also the bracha of the shechita should go on the kisui adam. And the Bahag holds that since it's one mitzvah, we shouldn't even be masik with the bracha of the kisui adam. We should really hold it all for one mitzvah, all one hemshech of the shechita and the bracha of the kisui adam, we'll say after the mitzvah. Today not to make a bracha in the middle of the mitzvah. What's the middle of the mitzvah? Because it's the hemshech of the shechita. And the shechita already has a bracha. The Pri Chodosh in Simen Yutes on this Seif says that in his place where he was, either it was in Italy or maybe it was when he was in Eretz Yisrael, he says that the minig was that the shochtim used to shecht behemoth, so if they were kosher, the Yidden took it. If they weren't kosher, the Terephus, the Yishmaelim, the Arabs took those behemoths, and Mela wasn't absent because they found who should use those Terephus behemoths. But the Arabs wouldn't use the meat unless the shochet would say, Allah Akbar, like the Arabs, their rogel to say. You have to say it right before the shechita without a hefsek in the middle. So the shayla is, the Pri Chodosh says, so they wouldn't be able to make a bracha on the shechita. If they make a bracha on the shechita, they can't say Aula Akbar because it's a hefsek. So he says to say it, what the Arabs say, and start the shechita. When you're in the middle of the shechita, you should make the bracha ala shechita, the emtza mitzvah. So the Tzvot Shari Yitzchak, and how could you make a bracha the emtza mitzvah? We see from the Bahag that there's an inyan not to make a bracha the emtza mitzvah. That's a kash on the Pri Chodosh. Then the Beis HaLevi has something similar. The Beis HaLevi, Chelek Beis Simen Yudalit, says that it's a kash, a stira in the Rosh. The Rosh we mentioned before, that Kisui Adam is a mitzvah b'snei atzmo. He says, the Baag says it's all one hemshech b'shechita and the Kisui Adam. And mele, you make a bracha on Kisui Adam after the mitzvah. But the Rosh says, "Voilom lo nagu kach," and because they hold that it's a mitzvah, kisui is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, and you make the bracha before the kisui adam. It's mashma from the Rosh that if kisui adam wouldn't be a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, and it would be a hemshech of the shechita, so then you would make the bracha just like the Bahag after the mitzvah. Why? Because ein mevorchin b'emtza, ein roi levorich b'emtza mitzvah. So the shakasha is, the Rosh himself says, "Regabe netilas yodayim, you don't make a bracha over las yosam." The Rosh says, "Chutz min netilas yodayim, because your hands are not raw yet. So until las yodayim, you make a bracha. First, you wash your hands, and then before the niguv, before you dry your hands, you make the bracha. Why it's still called over las yosam?" The Gemara says, "Why? Because the Rishonim say because
also lechol biyodaim that are still not dried. It's like lechol biyodaim tomatoes. So middle, since you can't eat yet, you're not ready yet to eat. So it's over lasiyoson by the nigu. So the shaila is, but it's b'emtza mitzvah. If you say you can't eat yet, so the netilas yodaim is not finished. So it's called b'emtza mitzvah. And b'emtza mitzvah, you shouldn't make a bracha. And from this din of kisi adam, where he's chalik on the bag just in one part, but he's murdered to the bag not to make a bracha b'emtza mitzvah. So you see that we don't make a bracha b'emtza mitzvah. He calls it a stira in the rosh. But b'emet, maybe there's a way to think different. That what the bag says in the word of Baruch b'emtza mitzvah is not, let's say if somebody forgot to make a bracha before he started the mitzvah over last yosem, but he still didn't finish the mitzvah, he's still in the middle. Why shouldn't he make a bracha? What thing should there be not to make a bracha? It's still over last yosem, it still wasn't yotz of the mitzvah yet. So let him make a bracha in the middle of doing the mitzvah. Just like the Prechodesh says, that in the middle of doing the shechita, before he finishes two simonim, he should make a bracha ala shechita. There shouldn't be a reason why not to make b'emtza mitzvah. Only the Bahag, what he says, in Roy Levorich b'emtza mitzvah, because he's talking that the shechita should continue. It's like the bracha of the shechita continues all through the Kisui Adam, so you shouldn't make a bracha b'emtza mitzvah of the shechita, because the shechita already had a mitzvah. But not that you can't make any bracha b'emtza mitzvah. The shaila would be, let's say if somebody forgot to make a bracha on the shechita l'chatchila, and he's shechting a chaya, now he's coming to Kisui Adam, so even though he's in the middle of the mitzvah of shechita, but l'chura, in such a case, even the Bahag would be moide that you should make a bracha on the Kisui Adam l'chatchila. I mean, the way we're learning, that has to do with the bracha of the shechita to continue it. So it could be that if he didn't make a bracha on the shechita l'chatchila, you could make a bracha on the kisui before doing the kisui. But lefi, whatever, all the others that learned in the Bahag, so it's a takona, it's a special, like what's mashman the Rishon, and that was that the takona was to do the bracha on the kisui adam after the kisui adam, so it's like there was a kasha. Why doesn't the Gemara say chutz mikisui adam? But if we say there's a chetimtze, it could be the etzem that kisui adam should be over lasiyosa. Only we don't do it because it's b'emtza mitzvah. We want it to be b'emtza mitzvah of shechita, and there is a chetimtze. Let's say if he forgot, he couldn't make a bracha on the shechita, so he does make over lasiyosa on kisui adam. So maybe the Gemara can't say in psachim chutz from kisui adam because the etzem there is the takana of over lasiyosa. But that would be not like the Rishonim, so that would be something to look into if we could say such a pshat. By the way, there's a Tosfos, a small Tosfos in Pesachim, Dav Zayin, it says, if he was Noto Lulav, he already was Noto on his hands, it was Notik in the Mitzvah, he already was Yotze, so Memeli you say, Al Netilas Lulav, and not Lito Lulav. So Tosfos, yes, if he was Yotze already, so how could he make a bracha, he already was Yotze? So Tosfos says, since he still has his Oisik by the Mitzvah, because he has to be Minaniyah Bahalel, so Memeli he can make a bracha. The shaila is, what does Tosfos mean? Does Tosfos mean because he wasn't Mitziach Das, he still, it looks like a bracha for the mitzvah? If you did a mitzvah, you finished it, then you want to make a bracha. It's not Nika that has to do with the mitzvah, it looks like the Alma. So Mamele, you can't make a bracha after you do a mitzvah. But if you're still holding it, you're still mamshich in what you're doing, so Mamele, you could make a bracha. But if so, Tosfos doesn't have to say Na'anuim of Halev. Tosfos doesn't have to say that. It's enough that he's still holding it because it's the same Hemshecha Netila that he did before, which still really needs a Hezbollah. Why does Tosfos need the Na'anuim? But Mashma from Tosfos says you need something more misasik with it, not Stam holding it, just more misasik with the Lulav itself. The same thing we could talk about Kizesim and Leil Pesach. The Netziv says, Yodua Netziv. He says that in Merom Esad the Pesachim Lamentes, he brings himself from Hemek Shaila and Sheol to Nun Gimel. He says that all the Kizesim of that night is a mitzvah of Leil Pesach. You have a mitzvah in it. The Shaila is exactly which mitzvah. If he means, just like the first Kizai is a mitzvah, so the Hemshech is a mitzvah. So if a person didn't make a bracha l'achilas matzah in the first Kizais, the Chore should be able to make it later because he still, whatever Kizais he eats that night, there will be Yotze the mitzvah. That's a Tzorichiyah. And also we have to understand the Fizah Netziv, the Gemara in Tzochim, Tafkuf Tezayin, the Gemara says, because it doesn't say Ilchus or Kemar or Kemar to do Korech or not, so we eat matzah first, and then we eat more by itself first, then we do Korech, because if you do Korech first, so the one that's Rishus, if more is the Rabbonis Rishus, it's Mevato, the matzah, the Raisa. The Shalit, you'll see the Mitzvah, all the Kevesim that night, your Mekayim or Mitzvah, the Raisa. So even when you do Korech, you're going to be Mevato, the Mitzvah that you're eating, matzah, with the more that's the Rabbonis. So that's a sorry thing.